Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Nun, and we are on Mem Tesma Beis here in Maseches Peah. And again, this Maseches Shirim is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents, with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Mem Tesma Beis. We're in the sugyas of Hefker, because this is Perek Beis Shammai, and Perek Beis Shammai is all about Hefker. We started off the Perek with the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether if somebody is Mafkir just for Aniyim, whether that would be Hefker, right? Do we compare Hefker to Matnas Aniyim? Just like Matnas Aniyim, Leket Shechen Peah are only Hefker for Aniyim, so too, Hefker, what we call Hefker, that could be only for Aniyim as well. Or, Beis Hillel said, one of two options, either you compare it to Shemitah. No, just like Shemitah is for everybody, so too, that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is Pshat of Beis Hillel. Just like Shemitah is for everybody, so too, Hefker is for all, meaning it has to be Hefker for all. And then we discussed what each Shita, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what each one of them does with the other one's Shita. But this is the sugya of Hefker. And we discussed yesterday also how one might look at Hefker. That was the Chakira of the Achronim, whether Hefker is more of a siluk, I removing my own bailus from the item, and memela, the item is left without ownership. Or do we say it is a hakna'a, I am acquiring it to the rishus of the world. And in that way, that's how Hefker works. And maybe there's an afkamina Rashi and Tosfos in Mesechus Bamitzia, whether Hefker is called Das Acheres Makne, right? Whether it's a halachically call that I'm giving it over, and when the person picks it up, it's Akilu, he got it from me. Maybe that's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Just to mention one more, maybe that's the machlokas whether, right, the Pre-Moshe talks about this in Siman Lamed Zayin in his Sefer on Kinyanim. He talks about whether you could be, I think we mentioned this also, you could be Mafkir B'Shabbos, right? Whether it's a Siluk or Akna, the Machan Ephraim discusses, Din Daraisa, Din Darabana, can you be Mafkir by yourself? Right? Or must you be mafkir in front of three people? Right? Sometimes on Erev Pesach, when there's Shemitah wine, to be able to be hufkar, so then you have to do it in front of others. So is it midaraisa by yourself, midarabana in front of others? So again, the pre-motion says maybe that could also be. Again, he says it in one direction, it might say the other. Maybe if you say it's a hakna, so then maybe in front of someone else, you would need it to be witnessed, or else there's a lack in the hakna. But if you say it's just a siluk, maybe not. But again, that's also unclear. Maybe you say the opposite. Kinyanim don't need edim, right? Only if you want to record them and have riot to them afterwards. So maybe kinyanim, a kinyan would not need, while a siluk is more of an unusual type of halachic status. And maybe to remove one's bialus, maybe that would need. Okay, either way, there's a number of aspects of Hefker that might be totally on that. So now the Gemara says as follows. We are on Mem Tesma Beis, four lines up. So we just spoke about the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Chiya. The Gemara takes out the next two words, Hadada Amra, Hefker La'aniyim V'zachu Ben Ashir. What happens if, let's say, within Beis Shammai, right, if somebody is mafkir el aniyim, right, only according to Beis Shammai does that work. If somebody is mafkir el aniyim, and the ashirim went and took it. So what's the halacha? How is that, does that work? Could an ashir go pick it up? So, tiflukta, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, l'chore, there should be a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? This is a reference to a machlokas in Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara there in the end of Perek, in Perek Eimben Amudar on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the end of Eimben Amudar, the Gemara quotes a machlokas. What do you do if somebody is mudur hana from someone and they want to give him something? I'm walking on the road in the middle of the desert with somebody who I'm not allowed to give hana to, but I have lunch and I want to share it with him. So how do I give it to him? So they said, no problem, put it on a rock, be mafkirit, and then the other person will pick it up. Does that work? That's a machlokas, right? Where Meir says, yeah, that works. You a mafkirit. You didn't give him hana. So you a mafkirit, and then he went to pick it up. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Hefker only leaves the reshus of the mafkir once the zoche picks it up. So if that's the case, then this is not going to help you, because you're putting it on the rock, it's still yours until the other guy picks it up. And once the other guy picks it up, it's kidlu. That's when it went out of your reshus. So that would not be, so that's the, reference to the machlokas here. Or the Gemara says there, let me just read it. Shnayim shayu hayamachem baderach vein loma yochal nosin lechem mishumatan of alom muterba im eini mohim acher meniach al asela o al hanet agedar. You put it on the rock or a fence. Va'omer harehim mufkaron lakol v'kol mishiach boats. Whoever wants it can come take it. V'hala nota v'ochel. That's the Tanakh Mishita in Nedarim daf mem gimel and aleph in the Bavli. And Rabbi Yosi Oser. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yosi. Why does Rabbi Yosi say you can't do that? I'm putting it on the fence, and he's going to go pick it up. Why can't I do that to a mutar hana? My time with Rabbi Yosi. Kasavar hefker kematana. Ma matana da'asi mirushus nosin lirushus makabel. Av hefker da'asi lirushus zoche. Hefker does not leave your rishus, says Rabbi Yosi, until the other person picks it up. So the Gemara says now, if the Ashir goes and picks it up, so Tifluktar, the mayor of Rabbi Yosi, Al Daiti, the mayor, according to your mayor, do Amar, we say, Kiva Sha'adam Mafkir, Dover Meir Shuso, Hefker or Hefker. Once a person has Mafkir something from his Rishus, so then it leaves his Rishus. Look at the Mara Folda. Kiva Sha'adam Mafkir, Dover Meir Shuso, Klomar. Miyad Sheyatza Meir Shuso, Have a Hefker. Right when it leaves his rishus, then it becomes hefker. I don't have to wait for anybody else to pick it up. Va'achanami ki hefkiru la'aniyim lebeishamai. So to hear, if you're mafker to la'aniyim for beishamai, dahavi hefker. V'kodem shezachu ba'aniyim kadmu ashirim v'zachu ba. If the ashirim went and picked it up, zachu b'em ashirim. It's theirs. Hefker la'aniyim is hefker, and it left the rishus of the Bailam right away. Shari kishiyatzas mir shus avi hefker. Masha'enk, that's every mayor, that's what mayor would say, within the shita of Beishamai. Unlike, but, continue, al daita de Rabbi Yosi, du amar ein hefker yotech mitachas yidei Bailam ela bizachia, but according to Rabbi Yosi, hefker only leaves the rishus of the Bailam once the other person was zocha to it, then ein hefker or hefker, so then the ashirim would not be able to take it here. Because even if you say hefker la'aniyim hefker, the hefker is not completed until the ani picks it up. And here, if the usher gets it, it's not hefker; it hasn't left yet. Look back at their mara folda that we're in the middle of. Masha'enkin l'Rab Yosi to lo avi hefker at shezocha ba hazocha. Right, it's, the hefker is not completed until the zocha picks it up. V'hu ha'ani shehefkiru b'shvilo, and that's the ani that he picked it up for. V'kodem l'chein lo havi hefker legamrei. Again, it's somewhere in the middle, because if it's in fully my rishus, then why should you be able to take it? So it's in my rishus, but you have a heter to take it. And therefore, it's not hefker legamrei, it's his lashon. And therefore, the ashirim wouldn't be able to take it. So this whole question seems to be a machlokes within Beis Shammai. Within Beis Shammai, if you say zacher hefker laniyim hefker, can the usher go pick it up? The Mara Folda now adds, ula Beis Hillel nafkamina nami bepluktayu. According to Beis Hillel, it's just a machlokes within, right, not our issue of haniyim, but how hefker works in general. That is, the remeo mishiyasas mershuso eno yachol lachzerbo, can you be chozerbo from the hefker? According to Rabbi Meir, right, once I'm mafkerit, I can't retract on my hefker, mida oraisa. I can't retract on my hefker, and if I go pick it up again, I am retaking it. I'm not undoing what I did. It's done already. The hefker is done already. But according to Rabbi Yosi, no, the hefker is not completed until the other person picks it up. Before the other person picks it up, then I could retract, because nothing happened yet. Nothing happened yet. So that's what the Mara Folda says, right? Nafkamina, even according to Beis Hillel. Good. This machlokas, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir, we obviously pass like Rabbi Meir. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. Hefker is out of the rishus of the mafkir right away, but there is an echo of this halacha in a shita of the Nesivis. What Nesivis? So the Nesivis talks about Yeyush. Yeyush. So what exactly is Yeyush, and how does Yeyush relate to Hefker? Right? Yeyush is, I give up hope. Give up, Yesh comes up by Mitzia. I give up hope of ever getting anything back. So how exactly does that work? That is a big discussion in the Rishonim and expanded upon by the Achronim. Because if you look at Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vav, Amen Aleph, Tosfos says, Yeush is not Hefker. So what is it? That's all Tosfos says. Tosfos doesn't tell us what it is. Tosfos says what it isn't. Tosfos says, don't think Yeish is Hefker. Why, what's the difference? How does Tosfos know that? Because the Gemara there, Salafam and Aleph, discusses that there's a chilik between Yeish if Behatera Asiliyade or Beisura Asiliyade. If I stole something and then the owner was mafkirit because I stole it, that is a different halacha than if it was lost and the owner had Yeish on it. If it came to my hand, Be'isur, Be'isur Asaliyade, or Be'hatir Asaliyade. So ask Tosfos, why should there be any difference? If Yeish is just Hefker, so if he was Mafker, he's Mafker. So what that you stole it first? But he was Mafkerit, so why should it make any difference? Tosfos says, Mikan Mashma De'yeish Eino Kehefker Gamor. Diyim Kain, Afilu Basar Dasaliyade Be'isura. Even after it came to your hands, Be'isur Yuchal Liknos Ben Hefker. You could pick it up from Hefker. So he was Mafker now. So Tosfos says it must be that Yeush is not Hefker. So what is Yeush? So that's a question that all the Mefarshim deal with. So the Nesivus in Reish Samach Beis, Sif Katan Gimel, says, V'inei hadi Yeush konen nireh delo yatsa al yidei Yeush mirushus bailim ad asi l'riyad zoche. Says the Nesivus, Reb Yossi's Hefker is the Rabbanan's Yeush. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi by Hefker. But Yeush, according to what we hold, is exactly Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. Meaning it does not leave the Rishus of the Meya'esh until the other person picks it up. The other person has a Heter to pick it up after Yeush. It's a Heter Tfisa, but it does not leave the Rishus, and that's what he says. L'chein yor l'fi daiti, in Hefker, there's a machlokes, like our Gemara just referred to, between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yossi, Savar de Hefker kematana, ma matana das lirjo zocha, Hefker das lirjo zocha. Vihine, af de kaimalon be Hefker to have a Hefker, af agab de lo asil rishu zocha. We hold that Hefker is automatically Hefker out of my rishus, right when I'm afker it. Via filu huba atzmo tzorach lachzor velazakos bo. And even if I want to go retake it, I have to go and retake it. Mikal makom be yeush nirem to lo mahani ad asil rishu zocha. But yeush is not out of your rishus until the other person picks it up. And there's a 2-page footnote on this nesivus. V'im nisyayish mei aveda v'kala yeush kodem vasili yad hazoche. What if I had yeush and somehow my yeush ran out before the person picked it up, that I don't even have to go back and retake it, right? Ain't sarech lachzav lezakosbo. I don't have to be choser and rezochet. Rak, wakiv and sharu, tekev zachaba, right? When I decide my yeush is over, it's over. I never left my rishus. V'ain shum adam yuchel lezakosbo shuv. Right, and nobody could retake it. Where does he get this from? He gets this from Baba Kama or Safra. What was that? Remember that Gemara? It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a whole group of people that were walking in the desert, and that there was a lion that used to walk with them to protect them. So every night, somebody had to throw one of their sheep. Every night there was a rotation. Every family threw a sheep to the lion every night. The lion was had dinner, and the lion in that way was able to, you know, guard the caravan of people. So one night, Rav Safra threw the lion threw the sheep to the lion, and guess what? The lion didn't eat it. So the Gemara says, okay, Rav Safra took his sheep back. The lion didn't eat it. So the Gemara says, why do you have to run and take a sheep back? It was Yeush, and everybody had Yeush to it, and then the Yeush kind of ran out because it went back to him. The Gemara says, you're right, he didn't have to take it back. He just did it, he wanted to make sure that nobody was, there was no arguments, and wouldn't have taken anybody to Beis Din, right? That's why he went to pick it up. But that's what the Gemara says. Shadi lechamri v'loach lekadim Rav Safra v'zachabe. And the Gemara says, Nehi dechiafkare daita arya, daita dekuleam lo afkare, and he went to pick it back, l'rafka demilsa udavet. So the Nesiva says, you see from there that Yeush could run out. Yeush could run out once the situation changes, and therefore he didn't even have to go and rezochet. It was just automatically, as it never left his rishus. So that is the Nesivus. The Nesivus says, Reb Yossi of Hefker is like the Rabbanan of Yeush. Right? And that's what we hold, says the Nesivus. And unusually, the Ksos agrees with the Nesivus. The Ksos elsewhere agrees that this is what Yeush is. Yeush is a heter tfisa. Does not leave the rishus of the mafkir until the Zoche picks it up. Again, a huge topic relating to Yeush. There are other formulations of how Yeush works. Rav Soloveitchik says that Yeush is Hashlamas Shem Avud. He said there's a discussion that we showed him, could you be miyayish on something that's in your rishus? What if I lost my watch? And finally, after 6 months of looking for it, I'm miyayish on my watch. It happens to be under my bed. I just don't know. So yeish might not work on a davar shebirshuso, because how it's in your rishus. So what's the svara? Because you can't be miyayish on something in your rishus, because yeish is to be mashlim the shem avud. If it's under your bed, it's not avud at all. You just don't know about it. Right, so therefore yeish can't work on that. There is a Ramban like that, the yeish on a davar shebirshuso. There's Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Bava Kama, the second volume that hasn't been reprinted in decades. He says there that maybe yeush, and he has rias to this too. He says start on the opposite side. Bialus needs expression. So in order for me to own something, I need to, you know, have some type of expression of ownership. So if it's in my rishus, that's an expression of ownership. If I could use it, it's an expression of ownership. Right? Something that's asur bahana'a, I might lose ownership halachically because I can't use it. If somebody has a chiv to give it back to me, that's an expression of ownership. Once there's yeush, then it's no longer connected to me in any way. It's not in my rishus. I have no hope of getting it back, and nobody has a chiv to give it back to me. Once all that happens, then your bialus evaporates. That's what yeush is. Yeush is not anything positive, it's just the final stage of removing any connection of the item to me, and therefore my bialus evaporates, and therefore it doesn't belong to me anymore. That's different than the Ksos and the Sivis would not say that. That according to that, it would be out of my rishus right away. Okay, so that's all related to Remeir and Reb Yossi, which the Gemara quoted here. So now we continue Hefker issues. Ad kedong shif kir lezman meruba. So I know this is all true. Our whole discussion so far was about if you're mafkir for a long time, if you're mafkir for a while or forever, so that's where these halachas apply. And as we said yesterday, there would be a p'tur maisrus, right? That's how we got into this. Hefker is a p'tur maisrus. Aval, switch the girsa, aval, if kir lezman muat, what happens if I'm mafkir it only for a small amount of time? Is that going to be enough to have a p'tur of Trumas and Maisros? Right? Machlokas Achronim. Who is this question on? The Achronim on the page say that according to Reb Yossi, there's no question. Because there's no p'tur hefker anyway until somebody picks it up. Right? So therefore, we're not asking according to him. But according to Reb Meir, according to what we hold, is there a minimal amount of days that you have to be mafkir it for? Before you take it back, that we say that there is a p'tur bialim, right? Because if you take it back very soon, maybe that'll kind of show that your hefker really wasn't really a hefker. It's just undoing. And therefore, there wouldn't be a p'tur maisrus when you picked it up. Because maybe you're just being marim. The Gemara talks about elsewhere that Chazal made certain takanas that, you know, if somebody wanted to get out of Trumas and Maisrus, they'll, I'm mafker it for an hour, then they take it back. Oh, it's hefker, p'tur from Trumas and Maisrus. Right? Chazal didn't want that, so if you take it back very quickly, Chazal said, so then maybe it does not have the status of hefker. So nishma'ina min adah. Let's try to prove it from the following brisa. Hefker es sadeu shnayim shlosha yamim chozer bo. Somebody is mafker their field 2 or 3 days chozer bo. Right, he can be chozer. Right, the mafarshim explain. Chazal said this because we assume if within 3 days you have 3 days to be chozer bo, because of based on hefker bezin hefker to prevent. Ma'arimim, to prevent people, as I just mentioned, to trick and try to beat the system, to say it's hefker, for 3 days, you could take it back. And even if the Mefarshim explain here, the Ras Yerlio, even if somebody else had picked it up within the 3 days, doesn't matter, you could get it back. If you want to go back, you could get it back, because it's not hefker, let's say midrabanan, midaraisa, l'chor would be hefker, right away. But midrabanan, they say it's not hefker, because within 3 days, we say, you were chozer bo, and it's chayiv and shuvus and maestros. Chayiv and shuvus and maestros. Tekana drabanan. Tani Rabbi Shimon diyama kumi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Shimon said, "Afil achar shlosha yamimeno chozer bo." Even after 3 days, right? You should be able to be chozer bo. Why are you making any chilukim? Says the Marafolda. Says the Marafolda, maybe Rav Shimon Diyama does not think it's just based on Ha'arama. Ein atam shochshash Ha'arama. Delachar shlosha su ein kan Ha'arama l'kulayama. After 3 days, there's no more Ha'arama reason. For the first 3 days, we say Chazal were nervous about Ma'arimim, and therefore they said for 3 days you could be Chozerbo. And that's what the Brisa says. But Rav Shimon Diyama says, no. No, it's just hoel uzman muad acher hefkir and bol achzar lo havi hefkir gamur. Right? No, it's not a dafka haram. It's just if it's only a short amount of time, so then we say maybe you didn't meet it, but not dafka for ma'arimim. So it should be maybe even after three. Why do you pick three? So Amar le. So the Reb Zira answered, no, mihivat at Amar fil acher shloshi yamim hil acher shloshi lacher kama. Well, you have to have some type of distinction. What, after 3 days? There shouldn't be any difference between after 3 days and a month or a year. There are limits and there are rules, and this is what Chazal said. And you can't say there's never a limit, right? That forever it could be chozerba from the hefker. So you can't say that. So it must be dafka 3 days. The Brisa says dafka 3 days, not more than 3 days. But what do you see from here, though? Again, according to who the question is like, that within the first couple of days there's not going to be a patur of Maestris. I saw one of the Achron in the back, the Meichel Hamayim says the question is, even within Shitas Rav Yossi, you might say that there is a, let me just find the line, if I can find it, the Klomer Shasholer Rav Yossi, Desfirli, Din Hefker Yossi, Mirshus Bailim, Elkim Zacha Bo Acher, Im Gam Bafker Lizman, Desfirli Rav Yossi, Kain Imlaf. Right, if even Rav Yossi, who says usually it's not, doesn't leave your rishus until somebody else picks it up. What if you only mafkir it for 2-3 days? Would he say that too? And he goes through why that would be a question for Rav Yossi. But again, the Achronim on the page seem to say it's only a question within Rabbi Meir. Good. Lishan de Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zeira. Right? The language of the Mishnah of the following Brisa supports Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira again said, only 3 days. Only 3 days. More than 3 days is going to be like a year. And therefore there can't be any chilukim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains this line that until that time, the kinyan is considered within the first 3 days a retraction, and therefore there's a chiyuv in shumas and maestros. Right? That's based on what Chazal said. Within the first 3 days, and there wouldn't be an allowance of pter maestros only after 3 days. Only after 3 days. So which brisa? The following brisa. First we quote the 6 lines of the brisa, and then the Gemara says all the things that we learn from the brisa. So when do we say that you could be chozerba within 3 days, and even if somebody is zoch in it, we say he's lav mefkera kazachi, to quote the language of the Pnei Moshe right on top here. When do we say all the rules that we've said already? Bishif Kirstam. If somebody's mafkir without saying any explicit limitations, avalim amar sadi muvkeres yom echad. If somebody says my field is hefker for a day, Shabbos echad 1 week, Chodesh echad a month, Shana echad, Shavu echad 1 year, 1 shemitah cycle. Right? Any type of limit. If somebody limits the hefker, so then im achalo zacha bein hu bein acher yochal achzer bo. Then we assume that a ma'arim person is not going to make explicit conditions like that. Right? If somebody's being ma'arim and trying to just get out of the system, he would just be mafkir it and then take it back. If somebody explicates limitations, it must be that, for whatever reason, he wants to be mafkir, really, but only for a certain amount of time. But it's a real hefker. It's a real hefker in the time that he does it. So, before he picks it up, or before anybody else picks it up, Yochel Achzer, he could go and pick it up. Avo Misha Zacha Ba, Bein Hu, Bein Acher, in Yochel Achzer Ba. But if somebody is Zoched to it, then you can't retract. And you can't pick it up. You can't take it away from the person who picked it up. So that is the Brisa. But what do you see from the Brisa? So a number of things. Hada Amra, Hu's Ma Meruba, Hu's Ma Mua. Number one, you see from the Brisa is Mechalek and puts together all times that are more than a day. The Raisa puts a week, a year, a month, all together. So you see, like Reb Zera is like, if once it's more than 3 days, all long time should be similar. And therefore, he said you can't say that you can be chozer forever. So therefore, there has to be a specific limitation, and that's why 3 days is 3 days. Period. That's how we imply from the Raisa. But what else do we learn from this Raisa? Hada Amar Lo Chashu Al Harama. We also learn that when somebody has a specific limited time, we're not choshesh for ha'arama. And we assume that, again, a ma'arim will not limit the days beferish, and if he limits it beferish, so then we trust him. Hada amrash adam afkir v'chozer v'zoche. Right, we also learn from here that a person can be mafkir, and if someone else didn't take it yet, he could go and reacquire it. Not that it would be considered an undoing of his hefker, but just you're allowed to. Right? We don't say that, oh, if somebody's mafkir, you're not allowed to pick it up. If you're mafkir, you can pick it up too. You could go and you're no worse than anyone else. Hadapshita shi'ilta d'Rabbi Zeira. And that was again the first one, and therefore we have answered the question of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira's issue. Rabbi Zeira Amar, who's Mama Ruba, who Zman Muat. And therefore, that's how we related to that question relating to Hefker. Okay, so that was our little discussion here in Perek Beis Shammai about Hefker. Hefker comes up, as we know, we mentioned yesterday and last week also for the Ramban. The Ramban puts all laws of Hefker in Nedarim in the second Perek. And let's just read the line that relates to our Gemara. Perek Halacha Yizayin. Hamafkir es sadeh uvelo zacha ba'adam. If somebody's mafkir is field and nobody took it, kol shlosha yamim yachal lachzer bo. All 3 days, he can be zocha to it. Achar shlosha yamim ein yachal lachzer bo, el imkin kadam v'zacha ba. Harayu kezocha min hefker, bein hu bein acher. Within 3 days, it sounds like for the Rambam, he can be chozerbo, and that's considered a retraction. After 3 days, he can pick it up, and that won't be called a retraction. That could just be picking it up from Hefker. That's what the Rambam says. Again, the first 3 days, seems like midrabanan, Chazal said that it's not called Hefker yet. Even though we pass it like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yossi, that it is Hefker right when it leaves Yerushus. But still, because of this dindrabanan, we don't say that it's hefker right away. The Radvaz right here. Umenat Torah filu miyam rishon avi hefker. Elam epnei haramaim amru shebechol gimel yamim yuchal lachzer im lo zacha ba'acher. Right, that's the Radvaz, as we just said, based on our Gemara. Right, the Rabbanan have that power. Right, interesting. Mida oraisa, it's hefker right away, and if I pick it up, it should be pater from Chumas and Maestros. It should be pater. But Chazal have the power, and that's a dinda oraisa, nafkamina. But Chazal have the power to say, no, it's not Hefker. It's not Hefker. So it's a dini mamonis issue that has ramifications for chiyuvim in Isser v'Heter. The Rabbanan said, it's not fully out of your reshus yet. Right? Hefker, bezen Hefker. And therefore, if you pick it up, there'll be a chiyuv of Chumas and Maestros. Be a chiyuv of Chumas and Maestros. The Hefker, did not work. Right? That's the halacha, right? The read the Kesef Mishnah here. That's on the other piece. Okay, fine. Hefker comes up also, by the way, in Bittul Chametz. That's a big discussion in Bittul Chametz, whether Bittul is Hefker or not. That's the first Ramban in Psachim. Big machlokas has been shown him what exactly is Bittul Chametz. So the Ramban there discusses the first Ramban. In Psachim, he has his own unique shita about what Bittul Chametz is. Bittul Chametz is an expression of Eino Rotze B'Kiyumo, right? I am not interested in the existence, right? Mida Oraisa, Chametz really doesn't exist because it's Aser Bana and I don't want it in my Rishus. But the Chiddush HaTorah is that the Torah considers it as if it's in your Rishus. As if it's in your Rishus. The Bittul is an obligation to express and say, no. I don't want it in my rishos. So it's basically going back to the dinda araisa. Going back to the dinda araisa of step one, I'm not interested in having its existence. Right? That's the Ramban's lashon in the Shabbito Moil Hotzio Mitoras Chametz. Ulach Shivo Ka'afar Shein Eroi Lachila. It's meaningless. It's nothing. Shatoras Bedinu Shalolavar Allah Beklum. Ela Shatoras Adokilu Bershu Shalavar Allah Beshne Lavim. Right? The Torah considers it as if it's in your rishos. Lafichach Zeshes Kima Daito Ladas Torah. You decided to be maskim to the Das Torah, and you went out to be mevatelib, so then you're not going to violate by Rabbi Yamatzik. So that's the Ramban Shita. But at the beginning of that piece, that's where he talks about Hefker. Tosfos seems to say that Bittul is Hefker, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos asks six different questions, that Bittul Chametz can't be Hefker. Why do you call it Hefker and you don't, why do you call it Bittul and not Hefker? V'lomishtam etan alameimar bechametz Hefker. V'lomameimar Bittul v'makam Hefker b'shum makam ba'olam. And what about doing it in front of other people? And what about booing Bittul on Shabbos? And what about all these different Lashonos about Bittul and Hefker? Again, that's a discussion also where Hefker comes up. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kolomri Asadar Shal Kavkav. What did the Mishnah say? If you remember the second half of the Mishnah, if I have a bunch of bundles that are one kav each, and I have one bundle that's four kav each, four kav, and then I forgot it. So is that going to be shechacha? Beis Shammai says it's not shechacha. It's not shechacha because In that case, it is different than the other bundles. It's not going to be forgotten. Beis Hillel says, no, it is shechacha, even though it's bigger. And we mentioned from the Rambam yesterday that if it's more than four, that was the Rambam's diak from the Gemara, more than four would be shechacha. More than four, I'm sorry, would not be shechacha, only four is shechacha. Okay, where the Rambam got that from? The Mishnah Melech that we saw yesterday. So, what are we talking about? What's the case? What's the reason that Beis Shammai says that it is not shechacha? Is it because it's something special and unique? It's davar mesuyam. So dayo shnayim. So even double the size. What do you need? Four times the size. Even two kav should be enough for it to be different. Imishim shura. And if you want to say it's ki'ilu a row, meaning it's three kav, but it's ki'ilu. We're allowed to view this as three separate bundles of a kav each. And if it's three separate bundles of a kav each, it's a ki'ilu. It's a whole row of bundles. A row of bundles isn't shechacha. Is that Beis Shammai Shita, a sugya called Rowan? We view it, we're able to view it as if it's three separate bundles, but if that's true, four separate bundles, Daya B'Shlosha. So then three should be enough, because three is already a row. If you want to say that Beis Shammai says, it's not Shechacha, because it's Ki'ilu, it's all separated, so again, what do you need? Four, three should be enough. So if it's Mesuyam, if that's the reason, then it should, even two should be enough, it's different. And if it's a row, three should be enough. Why does he say four? So the Gemara answers, Chad Barebi, Talmud from the Beis Medrash, said, Amar Hadad Rabbi Yochanan Kumi Rav Shimon Lakish, Kalshu Yachal Chokov Lasoso Shura, Kebei Shammai. Later on, we will see that Beis Shammai holds four is a row, and not three. So Beis Shammai Lishitaso says that only if it's four big, the reason for Beis Shammai is not because of Davar Mesuyam, but it's because of Shura. And what is Shura? You're allowed to view this big bundle as if it's split into smaller bundles, and four small bundles in a row, there's no shechacha. And that's why Beis Shammai Lishitaso says it has to be four and not just three. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue in Perek Beis Shammai next time.